that people have surrendered themselves to God. And again, remember, there's no perfect church, but people have surrendered themselves to God and they choose to live a different life by being led by the Holy Spirit. And it's just such a reality that in our world today, we don't see, if not one of these foundations, we may not even see any. And it's unfortunate, but this is not nothing new, because the early New Testament church, they had problems as well. Paul addressed issues. Jesus addressed issues in the book of Revelations. When you go to chapter one and you start seeing, you know, him talking about the churches and just the different things that he starts throughout the book of Revelations addressing that will be happening. And some things are happening in our day, but there's things that still have not even come to pass yet. But you can see that history is leading up to those events actually occurring that he pronounced through or as he gave insight to John as he was on the island of Patmos. So the three things are to make a church, the foundation of a church, must be led by the Spirit, must be grounded on Jesus, and it has to be made up of those who've turned from the world. And this is identified in community. Because remember, the church is not the building, because a legal building can be taken down by a legal government or a legal law or a structure, anything. But a church cannot be affected when it's the people. Again, addressing the issue of in our time, currently in history, where there's a virus that is causing the government to say, on the safety side, which is very understandable, on the safety side, to say, hey, don't congregate, you know, shut down the churches, or, you know, go do online things, do services online, whatever you got to do to keep in contact with your parishioners. But don't meet in person, because we have a disease, a virus that's no cure for currently right now. And we need you all to stay safe and help keep society safe as well. Which says that you cannot go in your physical building right now. But that doesn't stop the church. Now, what we've called the church throughout history, after Constantine enabled us to get things incorporated and institutionalized, what we've called the church, a building in most cases in our society, that is shut down. But the church continues, because the church is not the building, but it is the people. And if a church is led by the Spirit, God's Spirit will prepare and take care of us in the midst of this, to help us be prepared for it, but also to help us stay encouraged and strengthened and empowered in the midst of it. Even if we physically can't meet, it's the Holy Spirit who is there to physically present the kingdom of heaven and the presence of God to us. And so when you learn these things, of course, being the people of God, the temple of God, you are the church. No matter if you're in a building, or if you're in the water, or if you're in the sand, or if you're in prison, or wherever you are, it doesn't matter. God's presence is always there. He's not confined to a building anymore, like the Old Testament. So he's there with us in the midst of this situation and whatever situation we go through. So we need to be led by him, and we need to be grounded on Jesus, on his word, on the word of God. And we need to be people who have turned away from the world, and have, the term would be sold out. We have given up our lives to take on the life that God has called us to be. And in that way, we could be the church. We could be the people of God in the community. And of course, the church has leaders, which leaders are those who are just basically a little bit further along in their salvation than you are. When we look at it from a Bible standpoint, it's not what we actually do in our modern day. And in some cases have to, because of the incorporation of a church, that they have to send them to some type of institutional education, like a Bible college or seminary. that they get accredited degrees so that they can get hired at a for a denomination or for a church to be able to be the pastor or on leadership teams of the church. So that's kind of what we deal with on our modern day, that the early church didn't have to worry about. They didn't deal with incorporation and all that stuff that we deal with now. And in a way, it's actually beneficial that we have access to be incorporated, because you can, as a legal entity, there's things you can do that you couldn't do if you just people, right? But we gotta always remember that the people is the church and not the building, and that the church that Jesus calls his church is a church that he looks at and sees himself. So this will be the end of this topic, and just wanted to give you three different points to basically to the foundation of where church comes from. And I always, if people have questions or request or just even a mentorship in how to see these things happen in their church if it's not happening, or how to plant churches on these foundations, that we're here to help people who are called to do things like that. But yeah, if there's any need or request of information, you can more than welcome, feel free to contact me.